Welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studios again. Chrisette Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Got new music?
Yes.
Is the stage play? Is the stage play done?
This stage play is done. We're on promo tour now, and okay. Then we go into the Milestone tour next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big things are happening with you. This is your own record label?
My own label, yes. 10 years in the music industry, and I started my own record label. I think I know enough to be able to run a label. You know, there's going to be some trial and error. I'm excited.
Good for you.
And
you coming to the family reunion? Are you bringing your fiance?
Yes. And I'm probably my mom and dad, too.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. good. All right, let's get right into it. The new CD, mm-hmm. Chrisette Michelle, mm-hmm. Milestone.
Yes.
All right. To the Moon.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So I'm in the studio and I had just got engaged maybe a day before and he's in there with me. He produced the album and I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, you know what? If you stick this out with me, I can handle it. I can go to the moon and back again.
Guy.
Yeah.
Aww.
God, that guy's lucky. Chrisette Michelle just looked at him and said, I'm going to do this song. Oh, that's a lucky guy.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right, Make Me Fall. Yeah. Make Me Fall from the album.
So this is my girly song. I tell all my natural girls, this is the Take Down Your Hair Saturday song. Do your laundry, take your hair down, braid it back up again, put your wig on.
I love it.
So this song is girly.
I'm downloading it now.
Now, you know Sherri Shepherd is your biggest fan. She says all the time that you got her through a lot of bad relationship problems.
She has told me, and I'm grateful.
Okay. And brought me back up, just the inspirational of you can do it.
Has she called you ever one of those nights playing Chrisette Michelle and drinking an adult beverage?
Should I tell a secret, Sherri, or should I keep it to myself?
You can tell anything, girl.
Well, one time I was going through my Twitter and I looked in my DMs and she had written me a letter. And it was a time where, you know, I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but when a celebrity, I know that's the worst word in the universe, but when a celebrity sees the light in another celebrity, you know you're not alone in this world where some days you feel misunderstood. And so to have someone who's on such a high profile understand where I was coming from meant a big deal. And then the fact that she's a woman who's been through many things and I was there to help her was a big deal for me. Really big.
Okay, so what's on this CD that Sherri could definitely relate to if she ever goes through that again.
We don't have to worry about that, Chris. I'm on the upswing with
okay.
Okay. How did Equal come? Because I'm really curious about that song, mm-hmm. especially with Rick Ross.
Sure, me and Rick Ross had a falling out. It was fairly public and uncomfortable. Mm. My fiance and I had a huge falling out. We were in litigation for seven years, not allowed to speak. And so I'm looking at him in the studio with this ring on my finger, in a new space for love. And he said something I didn't like, and I started writing a song about him instead of saying anything. And I said, you know what, that's not nice. I'm going to put this to rest. I'm not going to use this song. He stole the song from me and sent it to Rick Ross, who I hadn't spoken to in years. And Rick Ross, my fiance calls me and says, Rick Ross has something he wants to say to you. And he played me this song. And I just dropped to my knees because it was the most, beautiful apology I'd ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called Equal.
It's called Equal. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here
There's
it is.
A lot to it.
I'll ride with you. You'll be pushing it. Baby, pump them brakes. I'm equal. I'm happy.
I've been in love with you for 6 years. Facts. Since Aston Martin Music. Drizzy came behind you on that smooth.
So iconic with the wordplay. It's ironic I'm in first place. I'm still a blood. Champagne making love.
I didn't know how to feel about this song when I first heard it because of the history. Yeah. But God, it is so good.
Yeah. I mean, when the song started off with I Apologize, yeah. I had a lump in my throat. But I didn't. It was weird because I didn't know if my fiance should see me like that about another man. But his security just goes to show that he was able to bring that union back together. Mm. And he and I make good music together, Rick Ross and I.
Really do.
Wow.
It's cool.
All right. What you gonna do at the top of the hour?
I'm gonna sing, I think.
What you gonna sing?
So I think I'm gonna sing a couple of Forevers from my last album,
yes,
and Unbreakable from my new album.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Chrisette Michelle at the top of the hour and a live in-studio jam from the Red Velvet Cake Studios.